Hello. It's Friday, the 5th of April, the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with another nightly news show. Myself, Lou Collins, Catherine Watkins, and Christine Miner are joining me tonight. I'd like to welcome YouTube. We're going to try and hang in there for as long as we can. We're not expecting much. We're not advertising it. We're just going to see how far and how long we can last. Ladies, let's start with Catherine. How are you, my love?
I'm all right, Lev. I'm good. I'm good. I did notice about the YouTube video, and I actually clicked on it. Well, I'm not allowed on YouTube, am I? Every time I try and set up an account from this end, they won't let me from when they kick me off. So the video you sent over, I clicked on it, and it said, "Please sign in to confirm your age." So I know that it's interesting though. So I'm guessing you just did this recently then, Lou, did you? Brand new
Yeah,
one.
the other day. The other day, I
Yeah,
just
it'd
thought,
be
well, what have I got
interesting
to
to
lose?
see how long we last. What are you going to do? Put them all up on there?
Oh no, I haven't got time for that. I'll just put the, each show up. I'm not advertising, but it's just more of a
And just another
of
platform
an
type of thing.
exercise.
We'll see how long we last on there. You never know. We may go under the radar. Have we got many subscribers yet?
100 people already, so, and I haven't
Oh, that's not
advertised it. I've got
bad
a few.
considering you haven't really put it out there.
Well, no one sees my Facebook anyway, do they? So, like,
Yes, that's
that's the only
true.
place I put it out on.
That's true. That's
So,
true. Well,
yeah,
brilliant. We'll
that's
see how
it.
long we last.
Christine, exactly.
Yes, I'm here and doing well. What is the name of your new YouTube channel?
Liberty Tactics 2.0, I think.
Perfect.
I think. I'll link it. We're not really fast. We like Rumble. And it's just literally an exercise. Right, let's get straight into it. We're going to start, as always, with Kate Watch. So, not only has Kensington Palace blamed Russia, China, and Iran for hashtag Kate Watch, they're now bringing Meghan Markle into it, that she's behind all the rumours. We're seeing that Carol Middleton and Co are completely broke. They keep emphasizing on that. William's off on a tour solo. Still hasn't been any mention about his father's supposed cancer diagnosis. Still no signs of Kate. More importantly, no start signs of the children. But an article came up in the, I think it was the International Business Times. Divorce rumors continue to surround William and Kate, despite the video message. So they're just picking up that they're further apart than anything, but they do share custody of their three children. And Kate's been very apologetic for her photoshopped photograph. And she's just been chucked out there, really. And Rose Hanbury's lawyers have yet again made another statement denying any such thing, that there's any kind of an affair. So the drama continues. We haven't seen proof of life. I'm not buying it. Apparently, the BBC are coming out that people have ha they handled her video poorly. They're not mentioning that the guy who does stuff for the Pentagon has said that it was an AI video. But
Yeah,
the
they're probably
British
going to
public
sidestep that one, aren't they, and just ignore that bit and just carry on.
just feeding the British public more nonsense. So that's really all I've got with Kate Watch. The family is broke. William's going solo. Charles apparently has got 2 years to live. I don't give it out. I'll give it, I don't know, October, November time. There's going to be some major crisis that needs to be averted worldly. And then all of a sudden, Charles will die. Just my opinion. That's all I'm saying. So that's it. That's tonight's Kate Watch. Right. Let's start with Christine. Earthquake. What's going on?
It sounds like we've had a 4.8 earthquake in New York. It's hit the northeast coast. I haven't done a whole lot of digging on it. I just saw that we've got some prophecy. Amanda Grace had come out with something, and Christianos also.
Then they both live in the New York area, so I thought that was interesting. Amanda said they were all upstairs when it hit and they were praying. And as soon as they got done praying, the earthquake hit. They were able to get downstairs, check on all the animals at the refuge. Everybody's good. So, but she said it's definitely shaken things up and they're expecting aftershocks. So we pray for all those involved in the path of that. And it sounds like things are starting to pick up a bit.
Yeah, they really are.
Is that the only
I'm
one? Sorry, go on, Lou.
talking. No, carry on, Kat.
I was just going to say, was that the only one? I wasn't sure if I'd heard there was a
I
couple, or
think
I might
there
have
have
been
been,
mistaken.
I think that there have been earthquakes going across America, you know, for quite a while. And they're everywhere, of course. They're not just here. But yeah, when things happen on the West Coast, they generally happen again on the East Coast, kind of the opposite sides. So it's interesting because, yeah, there's been a lot of shaking going.
Keep an eye, we'll keep an eye.
Bob's making his move. He's making his move. Now, before we go on to your bits, Kat, I'm going to leave Diddy to the end because we've got a big Diddy watch tonight. I'm going to have to come up with a theme tune for Diddy. On my Kate watch. But I want to jump in. So I just went over to the Christian Institute, and this is a great website. It really is. If you want to know, you know, what's going on with the whole gender thing and the attack on our children, check out the Christian Institute. So they're reporting that Tavistock replacements open doors to gender confused children. So this is a service that's going to be between Great Ormond Street Hospital, Liverpool Alderhaze Hospital, and under various NHS trusts. And they're reiterating how NHS England have blocked puberty blockers and that they won't be routinely commissioned for gender confused children, although some will still be allowed to obtain cross-sex hormones around their 16th birthday. So when you say around, that's probably 15, you know, you could probably push it out to 14. They're claiming that they're going on to like a holistic approach. And the venture is not only involving Alderhay, it's involving Evelina London Children's Hospital and mental health. And then Maudsley NHS Trust Foundation. And they're going to be looking at a holistic side of things. So, regarding a few little stats here, between 2010 and 2022, 12 3-year-olds, 61 4-year-olds, 145-year-olds, and 169 6-year-olds were referred to the Gender Identity Development Services at Tavistock.
The parents should be in
Three-year-old.
jail. Why are 3 and 4 and 5 year olds being referred? It's not them referring themselves, is it?
So disgusting. This goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. Just let kids be kids. Didn't we
Horrendous.
all
That's the
grow
choice of the
up?
parent or the guardian. That's not the choice of the child. I don't care what
It's
anyone says.
mental illness of the parent. It is
Yeah.
absolute insecure. They're not happy with their own lives and they're trying to live vicariously and be cool and in the in crowd by mutilating children.
Their own children as well. It's
It's
just
so
absolutely insane.
disgusting. Okay,
Or else does it say, Lou? Sorry, love.
well, it just goes on to mention a company which is like an advice line called Cuth, which I've mentioned to you. We're going to have a little dig into Cuth. So more to come on that, but this organization does look very suspect, you know, promoting that anonymous, you know, people can remain anonymous, they can share whatever, it's a safe place for them to share and get advice.
Non-judgmental, that sort of
Yeah,
wording, which
all the keywords.
all the red flags for
So
grooming.
yeah, exactly. Well, this caught my eye because it mentions Devon. primary school teachers are being told to let children change their gender without telling the parents. A survey of equality and trans policies at more than 600 schools in Devon and Cornwall showed a majority of 73 and 62% respectively reported misrepresenting equality laws. So some of the policies reported claimed children as young as five could show signs of gender dysphoria. I mean, what?
It's nonsense. Absolute. Of course they can't. This honestly is child abuse. It really is child abuse. And these teachers who were doing this, you know, without mentioning anything to the parents, they're not.
Article, I found out my daughter had changed gender at school when teachers called her he at parents' evening. Again, it's at another school down here in Devon. And they started using the male pronouns on a 13-year-old girl at parents' evening. No apologies, nothing. It's crazy. And apparently the teachers are actually being encouraged and told to allow children to change gender behind their parents' back. But this is all the children's laws, isn't it? This is all the children's rights.
Yeah, that's why they wove them in.
Do you know what I mean? This is where this legislation comes in. This is where the other side of it.
Yeah.
Where they're going to say that if children isn't uncomfortable about having sex with an adult, it's going to be all right because it's the children's right to choose.
Exactly, exactly. Well, that's why they brought them in. They sound great until you look at the deeper, sinister reason why they gave them in the first place.
Do you know what I mean?
That was just sexual reasons and nothing more, you know?
And you know what happens is they're turning these poor children into what we're looking at in Seattle at the new public defender, Stephanie Mueller, whose name is Steven, and he looks like a sideshow clown with these ridiculous fake boobs, and it's just
the eyelashes. It's the whole thing. It must be a joke. It must be a joke. That
it is so ridiculous. But yeah, if you don't get arrested in Seattle right now, Google your public defender. You won't want any part of that, I assure you.
Right, well, only a few. I just wanted to bring this up just because, you know, even though this one particular page is gone, just as a warning to people about leaving your kids on the internet, right? Because I know I go on about it, but it's a really, really dangerous place, right? And that's including social media. Anyway, I noticed yesterday and the day before, I think it was yesterday, actually, there was a page going around, somebody had inboxed me saying, you know, please report this group. And the group was, and there was quite a lot of people on this group as well. It was called Dating Site for 9 to 18-year-olds, right? And there was people on, it was actually, once it started going around, everyone started reporting it. But I know from previous that I've reported these types of pages before and they've not gone down. But obviously, because they did it in bulk, and I think people were even reporting them to their local police as well, right? They were actually phoning the police and saying, there's a paedophile group on Facebook. I just want people to know that obviously Facebook being the platform it is, if we... they'll take our meme down for something really ridiculous, but they will allow people we're getting that old, oh, it doesn't go against our community standards. How can a dating site for 9-year-olds not go against community standards? This is all part and parcel of the normalization and the blurring of that line between adulthood and childhood. And there are other, I know there are, there definitely are other places, you know, other open groups. I mean, obviously grooming goes on within the inboxes and whatever as well, but there are whole groups and pages on social media, in particular Facebook, that are like this. There were even ones on there, and I think it was you who sent it to me actually, Lou, last year, where they were, it might not have been you actually, where they, there was like an open adoption page on there, like literally, you know, you could pick who you wanted from.
Yeah, I remember that page. I don't know if I sent it to you, but I do remember that.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. These sorts of pages, I mean, it has gone. I've checked. I've clicked on the link. The link is no longer there anymore. So it took a lot for people to actually get that page down. But what my point of that, bringing that up, is, guys, you need to really be aware of what your children are looking at online. I know that, you know, people just don't, even when you think that they're locks and all sorts, you know, they're not. I don't know if you remember, guys, just while I'm on this point, and I thought it might actually be a really good point bringing it up. A few years ago, the case of Breck Bednar, the boy who was groomed online in that chat by a guy in Essex. Can you remember that story, Lou? It was horrendous. It was absolutely horrendous. So this young lad...
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Can you remember it? He was only 13, yes. And he was in a group, and this guy who had built the server, he was actually 18, but they, you know, they were all school friends other than the guy who built the server, and he was obviously, he was pretending that he was working in New York, and, you know, he was this big hotshot and whatever, and he managed, even though the mother had intervened, she had phoned the police numerous times because she could hear the way, she said, he sounds like a man, and he's grooming my son, you know, it's online grooming. Well, that phone call in the end turned out that when she made that phone call initially, that call, that case was closed within the hour of that phone call. He didn't bother doing anything at all. If they'd even bothered looking up his name on the database, they would have found out that this guy who was pretending to be this big hotshot was he didn't give a false name. He had actually been done for attempted rape or even rape of a 15-year-old girl not even long before, right? So all the police had to do was search that, and they didn't bother. Anyway, he managed to get him to go round there, and he thought he told his mum he was staying over a friend's house, and basically he raped and murdered him, right? That's how easy it is. And it started off with just him being online, and the mother was really cautious, mind. If you watch the documentaries on it, you can see she did everything possible. She took his computer and everything away as well, you know, and he started to sort of come round, but this other guy had sent him a brand new iPhone in the post, so he was communicating with him through there. So she did everything she possibly could, and that still happened. And I'm not saying that to scare you, I'm saying it to warn you. You really do need to be careful, because it takes, what is it, between 10 and 20 minutes to groom a child online. That's how easy it is, right? So when it's a really scary thingy. So yeah, I just wanted to make that point just for parents to just be overly cautious about what their kids are doing online.
That's so true. And it's not just when you think of a computer online, it's their gaming systems.
Yeah.
They don't have to be in front of a computer, be in a chat. It's on Nintendo Switch. It's on all of their gaming systems. If they can play a game with someone outside of their realm, then they are a target. And the pedophiles, they love games. They love those. Easy access.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was going to say. Easy access. It's much easier to groom a child online than it is in person, for obvious reasons. You know, it really is. And that brings me on to my other story. And I just put this in here again, because I just thought, people need to know, you know, this didn't just happen overnight. Something's gone on with our kids, you know. But there was an 11-year-old boy that was arrested, I think it was last week, for an incident of, like, knife crime with a teenage girl and three women. You know, he was 11. That's a baby. It just took, and I was like, how are these kids ending up like this? What are we doing to society? Do you know what I mean? We've got 11-year-olds carrying knives and things now and actually using them on innocent people or on anyone. They shouldn't be carrying anything like that. But this is what we, you know, society is being so kicked in the teeth, and has been, especially the family unit, for decades, that we're at a situation now where we've got just astronomical crime rates. But children, these are, you know, perpetrated by children. It's just insane, honestly. It really is. So just... it really hit me in the heart, because, you know, my daughter's nearly 14 and I still, you know, she's 2 inches taller than me, but I still see her as my little girl, and 11, you know, and to go around what's going on in these kids' lives, it's obviously a bigger picture. I'm not suggesting for that one. I'm trying to make a point of just, you know, generally things are getting so bad, and it's children who are really suffering, you know, like victims and perpetrators as well, but they're too young to even understand that. So we can just see that our society is just at breaking point right now, really at breaking point. We've got like 10, 11 year olds raping younger children. It's horrendous. It really is. It really is, ladies. It's a worry. But I just, again, I thought it linked it into that about how our children are the target of everything bad, you know? Satan, basically.
Yeah.
Yep. Indeed. Indeed. And just, you want to talk about your advocacy, Kat? Because the Diddy thing's just going to be a little bit, I'm just going to do that kind of separate as a special Diddy.
Oh, watch. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. Only briefly, just briefly to say, no, I've been busy and I will be busy for the next couple of weeks doing the advocacy training. So basically we've got, you know, people in different areas who are willing to do the training to then deliver it to other parents so that they can get
advocacy for what, Kat? Advocacy for what?
Advocacy for supporting any, mainly sort of, well, I'm doing the Social Care Wales one. So advocacy for anything, any person who needs an advocate for anything, but tailoring it around RSE and education and the local authority, because there are so many vulnerable people out there. Since I've been dealing with, you know, a lot of cases recently, I know how much people need help and they're petrified to go in there. They're absolutely, and I don't blame them under the circumstances. So we need to empower, we thought the best way to do it would be to empower other people to stand on their own two feet and be confident and know their rights and know what they're entitled to. And do you know what I mean? Because people are going in there blind and they're being screwed right over. And I'm realizing how much of a problem this is. So I'm focusing so much on the advocacy now so I can get it out there to others who can then deliver it to others. We're hoping to have that ripple effect we are from the bottom up, you know? So we all got to support each other. So we're doing it in as many areas as we possibly can. And just to build that confidence up. So if anyone's, you know, sort of interested in my local, well, for Wales, we're doing it, obviously, different areas in Wales. If anyone's interested in that, just give us a shout. And yeah, we'll sort that out for you, because there are people out there who are confident enough to do it for them, you know, to help them and support them through their own, you know, through their own needs, whatever they need, you know, especially vulnerable and children. But, you know, everybody's entitled. We're all vulnerable to the system, I think, is the thing to say, even, you know, the most confident of us, because the system is so corrupt. Do you know what I mean? We're all vulnerable to it. So we all have to stick together and we all have to support each other. And we just want to give that confidence for people to be able to deal with their own matters themselves, you know, and not feel in the dark and like they're not being listened to and whatever. Maybe that's a way in.
It's a beautiful thing that you're doing. And it is such, it's just so needed right now. Everyone needs to understand that we have God-given rights. They are not given to us from our government, our teachers, our schools. You are parents given a gift from God. And it's your job to protect it and cherish it and raise it and grow it and allow it to thrive.
Amen.
Yeah, society is so backwards. So,
that's me done. That's me done.
Okay, well, we're going to go into Diddy Watch.
Come on.
We touched on go. Okay, so the other night we touched on Ashton Kutcher. I had a look through Ashton Kutcher. I mean, he set up this children's anti-trafficking company with the guys just from Silicon Valley, by the looks of it. Loads of tech people. He's known as a tech person. He is involved in everything. And I saw something earlier that Trent Reznor, who was Nine Inch Nails, incredible, incredible, like, artist. He's saying, like, Ashton Kutcher needs to stay away from all of this. A lot of celebrities slam him. He's had a lot of controversy around him, especially to do with Danny Masterson. He's now really sucked in to this Diddy mess. And the links that he has with Ron Burkle and venture capital firms. We're going to do a separate Diddy episode completely, like part five of our series, probably over the weekend, and really deep dive into the people linked. But last night or early hours this morning, Justin King Coombs has had a court filing put against him. And it's for sexual assault. His father has also been named. It was filed on Thursday in LA County Supreme Court. And it's between a lady called Grace Omarke. I'm really sorry if that's not how you pronounce her name. She's accused King Combs, who's 26, of sexual assault, sexual harassment, and infliction of emotional distress while she was working on a boat chartered by Diddy back in December 2022. And she was 25 years old at the time and worked as a stewardess on yachts, providing dinner and drink services, a waitress, basically. She wasn't there yachting and selling herself. And she was sexually assaulted. So things are just getting worse and worse. People are starting to really, really panic. Cassie is working with the feds to bring him down. But then we're saying, you know, Diddy is a fed because he's sort of like still riding around, giving it the large. Jay-Z's in total panic. Beyonce apparently is looking like she's walking away from him. But if you listen to 50 Cent, he said Beyonce is just as bad. She's just as bad. So it's just, it's getting so interesting. The amount of people who are at these parties with him and the links as well. Ashton Kutcher, you've got bloody Burkle, you've got poor Jonathan Oddi sitting in a jail cell since 2016, not even going up in front of a judge because he's holding all the racketeering evidence. Young Miami's getting named more and more and more involvement. I don't actually have a clue who this Young Miami is, to be honest. I don't know who she is, but she's obviously quite big in the rap music. Do you know who Young Miami is, Kat?
No, never heard of her, love. She's a rapper, is she?
I think so.
No, never heard of her.
She's got big boobs, big lips, and wears the white nail varnish.
Oh, I know. So, yeah, I know the sort.
But they're also listen now, going back into the Kim quarterfiles. Kim Porter was married to Diddy, and she died. She tried leaving him a few times. And all of a sudden, reportedly, it was Liz Crokin. She was talking to Liz Crokin. And she was about to do the interview with Liz Crokin. And then she died of supposed pneumonia.
Supposed.
So, exactly. So they're looking at it, into it again.
Those well, I've noticed good. So many people are posting about what's going on with Diddy. I don't think a lid can be put back on this now, either way. Do you know what I mean? Everybody is wondering what on earth's going on. People are going, you know, I got people messaging me about your Diddy series line, you know?
It was still going on last year. And like, literally, well, according to this new case, he was still harassing her, like the King Combs was still harassing her, like May last year. And Diddy was like encouraging it.
Well, they think they're untouchable, don't they?
Well,
yeah.
I think
they're untouchable.
I think I sent you a link last night that really disturbed me because, you know, yes, to be honest, we have all had some really strange things happening lately. And we're obviously over the target in a lot of areas. I'm having an incredible amount of military traffic over my house right now. And just there have just been some oddities here and there. And then I run across this story last night where I think it was a TikTok video someone had sent me saying that Diddy's attorneys are going after people reporting on this story. They're going after
citizen
journalists.
Yeah, I saw that. Really? They were threatening her.
They are.
They were threatening her.
They want us to shut up. They don't want this out. And he was pushing. And yeah. So you know, we are stirring it up. We're not going to shut up. We're not backing up. We're not going to back down. We will not comply. We're going to tell the truth if it hair-lips the Pope. And there you go. It's just going to be out
Well,
there.
I must say, I've been having weird things going on with my phone. Kat heard it earlier, this when I answer, and it's happened twice.
And
since
well,
you
that's, I had to replace the speakers on my computer because the other day, all I was getting was this terrible sound. And it just came out of nowhere. It's weird.
I'm still having to go checking. I'm changing all my passwords still because that hack, it was clever being done over a bank holiday weekend. Very, I'm
I've been
still
locked
not
out of
sure
my
if it was
Rumble
completely new.
accounts for a month. And my original Facebook, I can't get in through the
I haven't been able
computer.
to get into my Facebooks now for, well, a year because you set this account up for me, didn't you, Lou?
Yeah.
So
Oh,
from your,
yeah.
so that's the one I got. I'm unable to get into any of my other ones. They're just not
I've
up to
got a
date, you
VPN
know.
now.
Have
I
you?
it is worth getting a VPN. Yeah, it really, really is. So things are getting dirtier for Diddy. It's not looking good. People around him are really starting to panic. They really are. Jay-Z, Kevin Hart. You can even chuck Will Smith and Co. because they were at the parties. The list of people were at those parties. He was very on the campaign trail for Obama as well. Remember that? So it's what a time to be alive. Everything's going down. Just
It's
believe God's on our
beautiful.
side. He's got this, and we just got to ride through this storm. And everything can change in a flash. In a flash with God, nothing is impossible.
That's so
And that's all
true.
I've got.
And, you know, on
So
the
have a lovely
Diddy
week.
thing, we've got a link we're going to share from Gene Deal. He was Diddy's bodyguard. And we're sharing a link that he did an interview where he just spills it all. So that's great.
My issue with Gene Deal, he's really exposing everything. He's really exposing Diddy. But he must have been there at some of the assaults. I know that he did help Cassie. But I don't know, maybe he was talking. I mean, Jaguar Wright was talking for years. I don't know how long when he moved away from Diddy.
I don't know. I think you've got some people that have been close to the fire but knew when to leave.
I think the people mentioned on that court case, that Ethiopia woman and what's her name? KK, they're really panicking. They really are panicking. So anyway, we'll watch this space. Kat, any final words before we close off for tonight?
Just for anyone if they're interested in the advocacy or whatever in the whale in Wales for this, just give me a shout. Give me a shout and I'll see if I can help you out if anyone's interested. It'd be amazing. So yeah, other than that, guys, have a lovely weekend, everybody. And we'll be back Monday.
Christine, over to you.
I hope everybody has a beautiful weekend. Monday is going to be an exciting day, and we're looking forward to it. No fear, just faith.
So is Monday Monday is the 8th. So
It
what
is the
time
eight.
does it cross over? Because it crosses over there's a crossroads, isn't there? Because I was watching something on Amanda Grace
Oh, it's
and
going
it
to cross
crosses.
over the entire United States, so it's going to take a little while, and I'm not sure what time that all kicks off, but you can find it anywhere online, so just check it out. I just
Have
recommend
an up to, hopefully
getting
when
it.
we're recording, it might be happening, so you can give us an up to date
Yeah, that'll be
blow by
good.
blow.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Terrific, lovely one. Well, that's it for tonight. We will be back, as Kat and Christine said, on Monday, and Jason may be with us as well. LibertyTactics.co.uk, exposing the lie.info. We're on YouTube. I think it's Liberty Tactics 2.0. Can't remember. We're on Rumble and all the other social media, so check us out there. God bless.